Pictures are not allowed. You can't touch the objects, and you have to be careful with the floor because it's kind of slippery. Okay. The Palace of Lions is government central power, and it's divided in three areas. The residential area, where every governor in Worthless lives, there's the two doors behind you.
Beyond.
The visitation area, where you're gonna come in, and the administration that is a little far behind. Okay, so let's come in. This is our first hall, and it's called the Golden Hall. It gets its name because of its furniture. There's a French furniture from the 19th century on a style called Louis XVI. Among our collection, we have several paintings that belong to a journalist called Arthur Azevedo. His collection has more than 5,000 pieces from national and international artists, but no one with big recognition on the art world. And they are paintings of artists such as Thales Frujego here on the side, the French Palieri on the back, and Gaston Fumici. We also have pieces in porcelain and crystal, such as the four up here. They are a French porcelain of the 19th century. They are the porcelain of servers. The characteristics are the use of dark colors. On the center tables, we have the Vieux Paris, that is also French from the 19th century, but the difference is that they use white colors and the gold painting with flowers around it. Mm-hmm. You feel free to get close to the pieces.
Who's this? Well, what's this meant to symbolize, this face?
The face, I don't really sure if I know, but in here is what you call a carranca, mm-hmm. that it's the expression of a creature or of a beast,
okay.
like nightmares and stuff.
Okay, so those are the handles?
Yeah.
I carry them up.
On the back we have those two vases of opaline. They tried to create a new kind of crystal with them. Mm-hmm. Where they didn't succeed. And on the left, we have that Mary Craig vase. There's the red one. Mm-hmm. Mary Craig was an English artist, and her style was to make the top vase waved, mm-hmm. and paint the crystal with nail polish. Through the years, the palace had many restorations. The last ones were in the 90s when they changed the wallpaper and they put down the roof to put the air conditioner in the anti-fire system. Up here we have 2 mirrors in console, made one simple and one with more details. And on the top of each console we have an emperor of the person of servers. And the mirrors are made out of crystal Byzantine. Have the only two English furniture in the whole palace. They are called Dunkirks, and they are like wardrobes, but mm-hmm. the difference is that they have this half moon shape, and they could be close to the wall or close to each other. Mm-hmm. And on the top of each one, we have a sculpture of bronze. The one on the right is called Adonis, and on the left is called Orpheus, making reference to the Greek mythology, Orpheus.
And servers.
The one who played the harp to the servers. Our second hall is called the Music Hall. The Music Hall is a different picture from the last one. It's on the Louis Philippe style in honor of the Spanish king when Portugal was submitted to Spain. As you can see, there's no more gold painting on it. And the primary characteristics in this hall is the use of padding. There's this screen over here. All the rugs of the palace, they are from the 20th century, so they are really recent, but they are all inspired by the 18th century, and they are from French industry. The chandeliers, they are chandeliers from the 19th century, made out of crystal baccarat. It's a French crystal that is still produced nowadays. The name of the Golden Hall came because of this piece. It's a German piano from the 19th century. But the piano is not played anymore. It's just for appreciation. Mm-hmm.
But it still works?
It works. A few notes, but not many.
Why is it not restored? Why is it not restored?
I don't know.
It just seems strange. If everything else is in perfect condition...
No, the piano is almost in perfect condition. The only thing that doesn't work are the notes. So
that's what a piano is for.
I know.
You
but,
can't play music
the
with
response,
it.
The person responsible for it, do you see a small little lady with mm-hmm. a purple t-shirt? She's responsible like for the museum area up here. Mm-hmm. And like she's my boss. And I know she doesn't understand English, so I can say it loud. She's incompetent. Yeah, she is. Like last year, you see, like we had like more than 10,000 guys like mm-hmm. were still like. Like, they just stay there, like, she didn't do anything. She didn't give us a raise.
Wow.
This is a third hall called the Noble Hall.
Mm-hmm.
The Noble Hall gets named because it was here that the governors used to receive all their authorities.
Mm-hmm.
But it was until 2000 when the this area was open to visitation. So until 2000, all those halls, they were part of the residential area of the governor.
Mm-hmm.
The furniture in this hall is still on the style of Louis Philip, but it's all stuffed. On the corner, we have the only painting from an artist from our state that belonged to the collection of Arcos e Vida. The artist was Pocíncula de Moraes, and it's called The View of Niterói. We have here two paintings of a French artist called L'Artigou. The one on the left is called The Rising, and on the left is called The Setting.
So why was this area opened for visit? If it used to be the governor's, part of the governor's living area, why did he decide to open?
Government choice. Like they have all of this, but it was all like pulled downstairs, kept away. So they just decided to open it up. Here we have a German table on a style called Bier de Mer. There is characterized by the feet that has the animals.
Mm-hmm.
On the top, we have a big face of the person on the servers. Here we have one of the paintings of the palace that didn't belong to the collection of Arcos e Vida. The artist of it is Eduardo Sá, and it's called The Shipwreck. This painting was made in honor of a poet from our state called Gonçalves Dias. And when he was coming back from Europe to Brazil, his ship sank over here on our seas.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was really sick, he was the only one in his crew to die. His body was never found.
Mm-hmm.
The Indian on the piece is to represent the poems that he got famous for. There are poems on a style called Indianists. Up here we have the only piece of porcelain that is not a French piece. It's a Czech porcelain from the 19th century called potiche. The potiche didn't have a use in the house. It was only for decoration and has the style of column.
Mm-hmm.
Those three pieces in light blue, they are free of the personal service. Those two are common vase, and this was a flower pot. And they have more use in the house. And the three pieces have children being represented on it. Up here we have a study of a Brazilian artist called Antonio Parreiras, and it's called The Conquest of Amazon. This piece was, he started while he was in Paris, and when he came back to Brazil, he started over the painting, and the painting is in exposure in the state of Pará. And it was supposed to represent the conquest of the Amazonic forest by the Portuguese on the 17th century.
So they're meant to represent native people from this area?
Yeah.
They had very light skin?
No. Actually, those were people that went to live there. They were Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
They left everything behind, and they just started like a small community there.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, the royalty, Portuguese royal guards, they went there and they kicked them out so they can explore the forest looking for gold, silver, wood,
mm.
Rare animals they haven't seen before,
mm.
like the gold lion monkey, something like that.
Oh.
I forgot the name.
It just seems strange that it's talking about the sadness of Portuguese people being kicked out and not the native indigenous people being kicked out.
It's the Portuguese being kicked out by the Portuguese.
Mm-hmm. I'm just, because of course, as well as the Portuguese being kicked out, there were lots of indigenous
because,
people
like,
kicked
the
out.
First, the first Portuguese people that came here, they were actually slaves. They were prisoners. Mm-hmm. So as they were prisoners, they were not free men, so they came here to work. And a few of them, they flee away from what they're supposed to do, and they started like small communities, and they were growing up, and after a while, they were kicked out or killed, rebellions, you know, because people that came here, they want to actually to be free from the Portuguese, and like Brazil is supposed to be one country, Portugal another, but Portugal actually wanted to come to bring all the king, the queens, everybody here because the land was way bigger than they have in Europe. Okay. Here we have a painting of the first emperor of Brazil made by a Portuguese artist called Henrique José da Silva. It's a portrait of Dom Pedro I. On the left, we have another painting of L'Artigo called The Four Seasons. On the lower corners of the room, we have a setting of candle holders in crystal. This is the most recent painting on the whole palace. It's from 1972, and it's from a Brazilian artist from our state called Floriano Teixeira. This painting was made to represent the foundation of the city because it has the most three important pieces of the foundation of the city. Here in the beginning, we have the first contact between the Indian and the French in 1612. On the center, we have the first mass. And for last, we have the collocation of the foundation stone or stone of memory, concluding the foundation of the city in September the 8th of 1612. The foundation stone supposedly was put here on Avenue Beira-Mar. It's a stone that looks like has like a what is it called? Quite like a pyramid shape, and it's supposed to represent the place where the French first got out of the ship when they got here.
So the one that's on the corner where it kind of.
And but the French, they only spent 3 years here from 1612. 1615 when they were expelled by the Portuguese who colonized the city. So our state and our city is the only capital that was founded by French and colonized by Portuguese. This is our central gallery. Here we have paintings from national and international artists such as the German August Hoff, the Brazilian Vitor Meirelles, Teixeira da Rocha, and Belmiro de Almeida. They are all paintings representing the old nobility. Here we have the oldest piece of furniture in the whole palace. It's called an arcas, and it's from the 18th century. The arcas was a religious furniture, was used by the priest to put the clothes and other accessories from the church. This one belonged to the church of the good sailormen here in the city, where a very famous priest, a Brazilian priest, he recited a sermon called Sermon to the Fish, and it's made out of wood of jacaranda. On far behind, we have a tapestry of a German artist called Madeleine Colas. Madeleine Colas, she was French, but she was she got Brazilian. The name just vanished. Nationality, Brazilian nationality, because she came here when she was really young, so they gave it to her. And this is a tapestry she made in honor of the city of Rio de Janeiro called My Beautiful Rio de Janeiro. And she got famous for introducing metal to the art of tapestry. And the metal she introduced was gold and silver.
England. But
okay,
12, yeah.
Meters, okay.
Both.
And it can hold 30 people, even though we don't have 30 chairs anymore. On the center of it, we have a fruit bowl made out of silver and crystal. And on the side, we have two Portuguese storks. Among the walls, we have several figures that belong to the collection of Artois de Vida. They are also supposed to represent the imagination of the Portuguese on the 18th century. Back here, we have a German fruit bowl made out of silver and crystal. It's a punch bowl, sorry. And from the windows, you can see the residential gardens of the palace. Can you feel free to open the curtains?
So the governor still goes swimming here?
I never saw her there, but her nephews and grandsons mm-hmm. once in a while, rarely, but mm-hmm. they go. Mm-hmm. The building that's on the right, it's part of the administration area mm-hmm. where the governor works. Mm-hmm. But a few minutes ago, she just passed by back to the residential area.
Okay.
Up here, many on the front, many people think that it's open sea, but it's not sea yet. It's the encounter of two rivers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they the rivers come up by 6 to 6 hours, mm. up and down, up six, down six.
And that's the business district.
Part of it. On the very corner, we have the neighborhood of Ponta da Areia.
Uh-huh.
It's a residential area.
Okay.
And but the one with much more buildings, it's the area of San Francisco. It's much more economic there.
Okay.
On here in the back, we have a Portuguese furniture. It's a wardrobe. And on the side of it, we have a setting of tea in a French porcelain called Porcelain of Limoges, and a setting of cups of crystal baccarat. And on the side, we have two Portuguese candle holders made out of silver, making reference to the medieval cavaliers. It's kind of creepy.
Who are they?
They're just children from who knows where.
They have some very strange clothing.
Yeah, like clown clothes.
Yeah, they look kind of creepy. Yeah, like you said, creepy.
You have any questions, doubts?
I think that's pretty much everything. I don't think so.
Well, I hope that you came up. I just asked you before you're going downstairs.
Sure.
You put the protection on the basket up here.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.